More than a week has passed since Hurricane Isabel slammed into North Carolina and Virginia, but many communities still are struggling to recover. The situation is especially difficult in rural areas, places that are miles away from the nearest town. These often are a low priority for crews who restore power or clear roads, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For Autumn Armstrong's family, Hurricane Isabel hit at an especially bad time. When the storm passed over their house in a remote part of Tyrrell County, North Carolina, Armstrong was struggling to care for two children with chickenpox. This past week, she's had to tend to their illness without electricity or running water.
We're really tired and just trying to do what we can to keep the kids happy. Now, I'm not really worried about me, but just keep them happy, clean, and do what we can.
My dream.
With no air conditioning, Armstrong mostly keeps the children outside, pushing them on a swing that hangs from a tree in the yard. She can't give them baths, so she tries to soothe their rashes with bottled water. And in the rare moments when the youngsters are asleep, Armstrong and her husband turn their attention to their other problem, trying to repair the damage Isabel did to their home.
The whole right side of the house, water came through, and so there's paint peeling off the walls in the kitchen, and the cabinets got messed up, and there's still water underneath the house, so you have to be concerned with black mold and the mildew. And once the spores are there, you can't get rid of it. So we just have to wait and start rebuilding.
Tyrrell County is the smallest in North Carolina. It has just 4,000 residents, many like the Armstrongs, scattered along back roads. The rural county also has some of the worst storm damage. 25 homes and businesses destroyed, 2,000 structures damaged, and dozens of farmers who've lost crops. Wilbur Oliver leases 40 acres of land to tenant farmers. As he walks through one of his soybean fields, Oliver finds few plants that survived Isabel's winds.
See, these beans are supposed to be standing up. They're laying right down. And when you get on over in there, it's worse than what it is right here.
So you think this whole crop is gone?
Just about. He'll salvage a little bit.
Oliver's land is in a community called Alligator, which, as its name implies, is located in swampy marshes near the Albemarle Sound. The forbidding terrain, combined with leftover flooding, has hampered efforts to restore electricity. Oliver just got his power back at the end of last week, too late to save hundreds of dollars worth of food.
I lost a freezer full of crab meat, soft shell crabs, and oysters, and deer. See, my son, myself, and we do a lot of hunting. We freeze a lot of meat.
So it's going to take a lot of hunting to replace what you lost.
Yeah, and I can't replace that seafood either. It cost an arm and a leg.
Relief efforts in Tyrrell County have been centered in Columbia, its only city, a small crossroads with one grocery store, one drugstore, and a few gas stations. The Red Cross has set up trucks in a school parking lot where people who don't have electricity can get a hot meal.
What are we eating today?
Hot dog.
Hot dog. A hot dog is wonderful.
The Red Cross is serving as many as 3,000 meals a day here and is working with the National Guard to help residents with special needs. That's a challenge in a county so rural that it has road signs warning motorists to watch for bears. Ray Wells of the Red Cross says even a week after the storm, relief crews can't be sure they've reached everyone.
They discovered one family that nobody has contacted for several days because they didn't even know the house was back there. And they took ice to them. The National Guard is carrying ice in their trucks to take out these people so they can have refrigeration.
Wells adds, though, that one advantage of a small county is that residents are accustomed to helping each other. He says he's been overwhelmed with volunteers to assist the relief effort, and he says despite the extent of the storm damage, Tyrrell County has no need for a Red Cross shelter because people have taken in neighbors whose houses were destroyed. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.